Chapter 3. The Palace. The youth tied his horse outside the palace gate and knocked on the huge door. Inside, he heard the sound of laughter, like the tinkling of tiny bells. Then the door opened, and standing before him was the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. She had long, sleek black hair and eyes as bright as the stars. He knew at once that she was a princess. "You have come for the brocade?" she asked him. He was amazed that she knew about his mission. "I am the Princess Akia," she said. "The old man told us that you would be coming. My sisters and I fell in love with your mother's brocade, and we wanted to copy it. That is why we sent a great wind to bring it here to our palace. By morning we will have finished our work, and you may take the brocade home with you." She led him into a great hall, where 100 princesses sat at looms weaving his mother's brocade. The original was hanging on one wall of the great hall. The sun sat and watched as the princesses wove their own brocades. The Princess Akia brought him food and drink. He ate and drank his fill. He was so tired from his long journey that he couldn't keep his eyes open. Akia led him to a room with a soft bed and left him there. He was soon fast asleep.